Your doctor recommended regular dose of conspiracy theory.
Now we get to the root of it.
It is entertaining.
And find something that might
be. Anybody got in there after the planes hit.
Stand up and fight back.
That other than the government story.
Negotiated with Iran to hold release of the hostages.
Jagger, Cooper, and...
Welcome to the ATS Review from AboveTopSecret.com.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. Giving marching orders to the Tinfoil Hat Brigade for 7 years.
September 23rd, 2006, number 3. This is Springer, and on the other end of Skype is one of my buddies, my partner, and...
The Skeptic Overlord. Yeah, we got a hell of a show for you tonight. Springer has talked to a genuine UFO expert. Literally, the man
legend.
Who ran the X-Files, you could say. And a whole bunch of other things. Stay tuned. We're going to cover some old threads. We're going to have what Springer thinks, what the Overlord thinks, all the typical stuff.
Recommended by 4 out of 5 extraterrestrials.
Well, how the hell are you?
I'm okay. So, let me guess. You're drinking, what is that, vodka and cranberry juice?
No. Yeah, no. And you're drinking wine spritzers.
That's right.
With a lime in them.
A watermelon.
A little umbrella.
Watermelon wine spritzer.
Yeah. 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 A monk brewed wine spritzer. That's what you're drinking.
This evening, to put me in the mood for blasting into the left later, I have a nice light German beer to get me angry. Hofbräu Original under the HB brand. It's pretty good. Right from Munich.
Yeah. That's the Heineken wishes it was or something.
Right.
Yeah. I've got the classic Maker's Mark with just a splash and 4 ice cubes. So we're in good shape, man. We are ready to roll. And we do have a hell of a show tonight. So one of our moderators, Ghouls, came across something that really piqued your interest, did it not?
Well, it piqued a lot of interest. A new 9/11 video. And this one seems much different than the others. It's
sober.
That's one of the words I'd pick. Sane, logical. Unlike some of the other videos we've seen, like Loose Change and some of the flash animations that appear to be designed for other conspiracy theorists, this reads more like a video designed for the average person to sort of digest all of the questions that remain, especially surrounding the World Trade Center collapse of the 3 buildings on that site. What did you think?
It really does. I agree with you.
Did it cause any alterations in your ideas?
Yeah, I wouldn't say alterations, but if nothing else, it gave me a little faith in the group, God, we really don't know what they are yet, and of people that are at least asking the questions. I mean, I'm with you 100% on this one. This video comes across in a rational, calm, not so much in your face, over the top manner that actually held my attention. And that's saying a lot. I mean, this is ready for prime time, I think.
Yeah, I think, well, maybe not ready for prime time, but really damn close. One of the things that it did for me was connect things in a sequence in a way I haven't seen before. And I'm now leaning towards the possibility that there were some demolitions in the buildings that aided the collapse, the inevitable collapse that was initiated by the impact of the aircraft.
The most amazing part to me were the squibs.
Yeah.
Because how many times have you and I both watched video after video after video of those buildings falling? And I personally, I don't know about you, but I've never really noticed the squibs shooting out so many feet ahead of the collapse zone.
Well, I've seen the squibs highlighted in other videos, but this did a better job of building up to it and educating the viewer on precisely what they mean, what squibs look like in other controlled demolitions, and it did a good job of piecing that part of it all together.
Yeah, really did.
So maybe we'll get more in-depth into that video on a future show. That might be interesting to cover.
Yeah, let's see how what kind of legs it has.
And especially, let's see what our members continue to say as they talk about it.
Absolutely.
Above Top Secret Podcasting Review.
So, a friend of yours is leaving on a jet plane.
He is leaving on a jet plane.
This will be my final podcast until I return from entertaining the troops in Baghdad, Iraq. So I'll leave you with this thought. This has taken 35 years to manifest itself and to be accomplished. On behalf of Charlie Cooper, Nadira, Pete, Nugent, and all the cast of characters that have comprised Radio First Homer over the last 35 years, we all dedicate ourselves to do one thing. Until they drag this microphone out of my cold, dead hands, I promise I will do everything within my power to honor those that have fallen and those that have made it home, and to constantly make Radio First Tremor something that the military personnel around the world can turn to on any given day and hopefully have home just be a little bit closer. Godspeed, and I'll see all of you when we return from Iraq. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace.
Obviously, that was Dave Rabbit podcasting on the ATS feeds. Mr. Springer, would you have a comment for us?
Oh, my God. You know, I talked to Dave probably an hour after he made that recording. And if there's anything that I can get across to the people, the members, the visitors, I don't care who you are listening to this recording, that is absolutely 100% real, 100% sincere, and 100% Dave Rabbit. I mean, this guy is 58 years old, getting on a C-130 military jet, and that's all the details I can go into, and literally going to Iraq to do nothing more than bring a smile to the face of our young men and women who are serving over there. And what else can you say?
I can say, awesome that an active ATS member is getting involved that way.
No kidding.
And would you believe we have an entry in Lysergic's rap contest, from Benevolent Heretic.
No way.
You know, it always starts out with the best of intention. We're all friends here, exploring every dimension. A few brave souls speak without apprehension. I'm talking about race. Have I got your attention? But the words black and white fall on everyone's ear. The meaning of the words aren't so perfectly clear. What's that you say? Should I now be offended? You're taking it wrong, man. That's not what I intended. So if my point of view seems to be prominent, the next thing I know I'm being called dominant. The culture I have celebrated all of my life is being disgraced, and it cuts me, cuts like a knife.
All in all, a solid effort given what we know of her previous musical entries.
Wow. Wow. I'm impressed.
Before we started the show, I told Springer that we have a rap from Benevolent Heretic, and he begged me not to play it, but he hadn't heard it before.
Oh, you liar.
God. That was surprisingly well put together.
That was very good. Wow.
Next.
Wow, that thread just continues to wow me.
Yeah, it is a big surprise. There's not much happening in pod space other than you and I lately and Dave Rabbit.
Other than Dave Rabbit, that's a sad deal. I mean, where's everybody at?
Well, wait a minute. There's something from Asala, and I think we need to help one of our staffers here.
There you go. Oh my God.
I decided to make my podcast for BTS in a funny voice. And somewhat funny.
Oh yeah. There you go. I mean, so that's
we need some more podcasters out there.
Is that to...
I'll talk about the world being controlled by a few people.
Let's get a reminder of what it used to be like.
Back to the ancient world that are behind all this vast change in the Orwellian society that's...
turned into this? Are you saying the president would have been hit by 3 bullets instead of 2 if Connally had not have turned into that shot? And Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, says that's exactly correct, Mr. President.
This path of looking down it and finding, hey, there's a little bit more here than just accepting whatever the spin is on the news station you're watching.
And I guess I should just focus more on the whole political correctness and what's behind it issue.
I freaked out because I thought it was
on the board. Have we, in effect, created our own worst enemy? That is... a troll that thinks.
Only one website delivers more than 1,000 podcasts from dozens of conspiracy theorists. AboveTopSecret.com.
Your iPod will need a tinfoil case.
Relentless, I just listened to your podcast. And
activist?
No, I wouldn't say that.
If mass media exists to invest our lives with artificial notions and arbitrary values, let us take that media back.
Do you possibly think you can make a difference?
We need to talk more, we need to listen, we need to ask more questions.
These are the puppets of the government.
Do you not worry for your own safety?
You know, even if they came to bump me off, it would be a hollow victory for them because it would not stop the word spreading. They're too late.
The power of the documentary, the drama of truth, alters our understanding and perceptions of the world around us. You choose mass media or real media for the masses. Audio activism? Sounds good to me. Documentally.com. Documenting the mind.
AboveTopSecret.com.
Boy, do we have an oxymoron on AboveTopSecret.com right now. You know, we have been very pitiful at stating the name of our site during these. I've noticed that.
Yeah, you know, you're right. We just assume people know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, AboveTopSecret.com.
And the
that's the site. Yeah, the only one you ever want to go to. The hot topic I want to bring up right now is really an oxymoron in my mind. From a political perspective and a world scene perspective, the title of this thread is France to Probe Bin Laden Death Report Leak. Now let that soak in for a minute. Evidently, France's defense ministry said on Saturday that a Secret Service report saying Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden had died could not be confirmed, but said it would launch an inquiry into the leak of the secret documents. Now, this is posted by Solid Shot, whose avatar is absolutely perfect. He's the guy with his ears plugged, the tinfoil hat on with the antennae, and the shaded safety goggles. I mean, this guy... is covered. The whole thought of France leaking a bin Laden death, you know, story.
Actually, from what I heard, the story out of France was originally that bin Laden surrendered.
Is that right?
Bad. So the pun didn't sink in.
Bin Laden surrendered. Yeah. Yeah. No,
French surrender. Okay.
Yeah. 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 I got it. I got it. Yeah.
Keep up.
Where's our canned laughter? We need, you know, dude, you really like slacking on the sound effects.
Well, I was going to use this.
We haven't had any applause. We haven't had any laughter. I mean,
but you know,
now that was perfect.
You didn't laugh. So, you know,
that was good.
There's no,
that's
no reason
better.
To use it.
Now we're getting cheesy and like we're supposed to be. Anyway, this thread really is pretty hot. It's got a lot of attention. There are very few people who are not, you know, just scratching their heads about, you know, what the hell is France? I mean, France was our biggest opponent to the invasion of Iraq. I'm pretty sure they were against us going into Afghanistan, too. Wow. I mean, they in Germany, evidently, if we can believe the press from the 2002-2003 era, evidently had deals cut with Saddam, you know, with the back end on the sweet deal on the oil, the Iraqi oil
right.
flow. This thread just absolutely caught my eye and cracked me up when I read it.
Gee, do you think the story is true? I don't know. How do you really feel, Springer?
October what?
Yeah. Well, it could be either an October spoiler or an October surprise. It's
spoiler.
Too soon to tell.
The spoiler.
Yeah.
I really think the French, and God bless them, are injecting themselves in the hope of throwing a couple ringers into the October surprises we both know are definitely headed our way.
Yeah.
And I think this is their shot across the bow. I think
Could
this
be.
Is going to get very interesting before November.
Yeah, we're going to see some cagey activity, I'm sure. And following up that, excuse me, which is certainly a thread worth examining, there's... I'm going to run down the titles of some of the threads that have been very popular on ATS over the past week, and I'll just list them in order of popularity so that you can get a sense of the kind of topics that rise to the top during any given week on ATS. The first is breaking news, NASA tracking object near shuttle. That was a very popular thread, and something also that became popular pretty fast with over almost 400 replies now. Bush admits there were explosives in the World Trade Center. And whether a slip of the tongue or a misrepresented reference to something else, there certainly has been a lot of examination on his words that seem to imply that. Next,
yeah.
Which inspires my what the Overlord thinks, Hugo Chavez speaking at the UN against American imperialism and Bush the devil. Al-Qaeda threat over Pope speech is the fourth most popular thread. New video, 9/11 mysteries, that's the one we talked about earlier. Also, Bush's fight with Congress over torture defines our character, and you spoke about that during our last podcast. And another thread that became popular pretty quick was the one that I started and talked about last week, Lunar Strip Mine and John Lear's moon photos. And another thread, 5,000 high-resolution moon mission pictures. And BTS, we have a thread that started this week. And by the way, BTS is below Top Secret, the sort of general discussion alternative to above Top Secret. A thread started by Skyway titled, "Is This a Photo of Jesus Christ?" Already over 100 replies in just the first week. And that's a quick rundown of just sort of the top 10 threads this week on ATS to give you a sense as to what's going on.
And ATS would be AboveTopSecret.com.
Yes, we tend to call it ATS for short for those of us in the know.
From the dusty archives of old threads.
So So, numerologically, the number 143300, what do you think that stands for?
143300.
Nothing.
Dude,
I don't do numerology.
I do dollars and cents.
That's the thread number of the dreaded, very popular of the time, Prophet Yahweh thread.
Oh!
The thread is titled, Prophet Yahweh, Maybe Real UFO Footage? View now. And posted by Elena Tom. And we actually, the very first ATS podcast was an interview with Prophet Yahweh.
God, that's right.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And this was back in May of 2005.
The golden era. Back in the day.
So for those of you who have not caught up on Prophet Yahweh, he apparently fooled a local ABC News affiliate into thinking he was able to call UFOs at will. And we did actually see a few things in the air that looked like Mylar balloons. And apparently his claim was that giant UFOs were going to descend on Las Vegas in mere days.
Yes. In July of 2005, they were going to be hovering where the whole world could see them, and everyone would know that he was the prophet.
Right, and
Yahweh.
There's a conflagration of ATS members just waiting for this to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they busted him so bad. I mean, our astute members, once again, go out and find everything there is to find. And they found within a few days, we have pictures of this guy holding Mylar balloons in his hand. Moments before launching one of his call-in missions or whatever.
Right.
There's a funny story behind that, though. The day that thread broke... Huh?
There's a lot of funny stories behind this.
Oh, yeah. The day that story broke, though, I watched, you know, I clicked on the link and watched the video of the ABC Cub reporter. And immediately after watching that little news clip, I called William Wensack. And it was like, dude, it's happening. It's real. There's a guy in Vegas. He's calling UFOs. You got to look at this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sucked me right in. You know, and I'm big enough to admit it. But it did. It looked that good.
Yeah, it did originally look startling.
Yeah.
But, there were some of us that weren't drawn in.
Yeah, and I'm sure you weren't.
Anyway, it's a rather long thread with a lot of replies. It's high in our list of most replied threads, somewhere in the top 20. So it certainly did get a lot of activity last year. And if anything, for a look back in history and some of the activity that garnered a lot of attention, that is certainly a decent thread to look back and get a good chuckle.
Well, it's a great one to look at because it'll show you the complete progression from initial amazement to discovery to, dude, you're busted.
Rip into shreds.
Yeah, I mean, just gone.
Absolutely. So there, that's a look back into something in the dusty old archives. Actually, that's what, 14, 16 months old? It's not that dusty,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, it's not really dusty. It's got a light dusting.
Whether or not you believe in the paranormal, your whole belief system may change after reading Ross Hemsworth's new book, The Dead Are Talking. The man from the hit TV series Ghost Detectives chronicles his own roller coaster ride from skeptic to believer and documents his own research with the Phantom of Fraud Project, which puts forward some new thinking on life after death and evidence to support the existence of an afterlife. Some of the world's leading authors are heralding the book as a major breakthrough in paranormal research. The Dead Are Talking hits bookshelves on October 31st, but you can order your copy in advance at www.greyfriarpress.com/catalog. Order your copy today.
Yeah, that is actually one of our guys, Ross Hemsworth, who we created the forum, you know, the sponsored forum. Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird? Now that's weird. I'm sorry, not isn't that.
Yes.
Now that's weird, now for that's him weird. That we created for Ross. Ross really is a big guy in the UK, in the paranormal world. I mean, this guy's on TV. He's on radio. He's on ATS. He's on nettalkuk.uk on the internet. He's got a radio show broadcast, I think, 500 affiliates worldwide. He's got a great following, and Ross has written a book. So we absolutely want everyone to support Ross. And you know, the guy, if there's anybody that is a real Ghostbuster that we've come across, Ross is it. And I think, you know, I'm going to buy the book for sure. And well, you know, you might learn something about ghosts.
Yeah, if I had time to read a book, I'd probably buy it too.
Well, yeah, but you
that's
don't.
Saying something.
But I do have time, so
you have lots
there
of
you
time.
Go.
Wait a minute,
I'll read it and tell you about it.
Yeah, because nothing happens in the business office. You have lots of time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got our feet up. We got the coffee pot going.
Okay, so as promised, I've got a little rip on the left going here.
Oh, look out.
And as Springer can attest, I'm an equal opportunity political. No, I'm not political, am I?
No, I'd say both of us are as apolitical as it gets.
But the Overlord thinks we're screwed. This political divide that we talk about a lot is so deeply entrenched that the desperate lemmings of the liberal left have gone so far as to embrace this crazed, off-target, off-strategy, off-color, and completely ill-timed ramblings of Chavez at the UN. He, I guess in order to gain credibility with the what do they call them? The left-leaning, that was good. I got to remember. I got to write that down. Chavez invoked the name of the liberals' leading intellectual grand poobah of deep thoughts, Noam Chomsky. Ooh. That was good, too.
Ooh, ouch! Truth hurts.
And with that beginning invocation, the left suddenly sees Chavez as laying the royal smackdown on Bush at the annual Royal Rumble of the UN General Assembly. Please.
God.
Now, first... Let me set the record straight, because I'm sure that our right-leaning ATSers are listening to this and saying, "Go get them, skeptic overlord." To them, I say, "Shut up." I've always been and always will be doing my own thinking, not choosing parties or platforms, and maybe I'll choose people from those parties. The last politician, for example, that I really liked, and I don't see any chance of this changing in the near future, was Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. And that's someone I think we all miss.
Yeah.
When I said in the last podcast that we need to take Chomsky with a grain of salt, that applies to all people like him that pick a side of the political fence and proceed to wax poetic on how they'd like us to think. Now, there's much to admire. There's much to admire in his writings. He calls himself a libertarian socialist, I think. That first word is pretty good. The second word, not so good.
It's kind of mutually exclusive terms, aren't they?
But Chomsky said it.
Yeah.
So it's got to mean something important, right?
That makes it good.
No. On the other hand, there's a lot that he's done and said and written about that I admired. He has the ability to be incredibly rabid in his support of free speech, and so much so that he can support expression of opinions that he personally finds appalling. And that warms the Overlord's heart like nothing else. So there's a good balance. But on the whole, I place Chomsky somewhere close to left-leaning lemmings. That's what I said, right? Somewhere close to the left-leaning lemmings that I like. Just like there's a few right-sided ditto dorks that I like also.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for example, you know, let's take Ann Coulter. Now,
she's hard to resist.
I don't necessarily like her, but occasionally she can say something that makes sense.
Yep.
And hold on. I'm going to pause this.
I like the righty ditto dorks, too. That's pretty good.
But then here comes Chavez, invoking Chomsky, then laying the smack down. The liberals were so giddy with excitement over the beating that was being delivered, they lost sight of the fact that the manner of the delivery is only going to end up hurting everything.
No doubt.
We do need a harsh light of truth to be shining on the Bush administration. Not some crazy off-color disco strobe ramblings of some half-cocked El Presidente invoking hegemony or survival as a means to pander to half of this country's political divide.
God, no doubt.
Apparently, the left is so devoid of original ideas of their own, they rally behind an ill-timed, impolite ramble from someone just looking for a little attention.
And $100 million every time he gets pissed off and bitches.
That's right.
I mean, you can't deny that guy's, you know, his cash flow is good.
Cash flow is very good.
Oh, yes.
It's got some oil.
Yeah, I mean, John Lennon said happiness is a warm gun. Well, I got news for you. Happiness is a positive cash flow.
Right. Well,
of course, I am the business guy.
Lennon had a pretty good cash flow, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, in closing, this has caused me to think, the more I look at things like this, the more I see this left versus political right politics, the more I'm concerned that we're watching a continued grand conspiracy to divide and control the masses, and both sides have no idea that all they're doing is just playing the game.
Amen. Amen, brother.
From the mind of Springer.
I'm sorry. Were you going to comment? I just completely cut you off with the music.
You did. That's all right. Wow, it was good enough. I mean, I have nothing I can add to that other than my complete agreement.
Now, I suspect you have something incredible for us.
Yes. Beyond incredible, actually. It was my distinct pleasure yesterday to spend about, 45 minutes on the phone with one of the, well, legend, I think, is an underserving term for this gentleman. The name Kit Green should ring big bells with anyone really into ufology, especially, you know, the conspiracy or thought to be conspiracy that the government is in contact with, reverse engineering technology of, and otherwise in cahoots with, the alien presence on Earth.
Ooh, do tell.
Yeah, I needed some, like, deep viola, bum, 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 behind that, but there you go. Seriously, Kit Green, what a gentleman. You know, it's been my suspicion ever since George Knapp and I had a conversation. George Knapp would be the KLOS Channel 7 affiliate guy who broke and brought the Roswell incident basically to the world. I mean, Bob Lazar, the whole Area 51 reverse engineering deal was pretty much George Knapp back in the day. And George Knapp and I had conversations when George was on AboveTopSecret.com as a guest speaker. And one of the questions that I had for George, because I knew that he had had conversations in the past with Kit Green, was, you know, George, is Kit Green really the evil government, ex-CIA, weird desk, manipulator of human minds, thought, and psyche that, you know, everyone portrays him to be? And George's response absolutely floored me. You know, George came back and he said, farthest thing from the truth possible. This is one of the most genuine, interesting, nicest, sincere human beings I've ever had the pleasure to speak with. Well, I kind of took that with a grain of salt initially. Time went on, and I kind of decided, you know, I want to contact Kit Green and find out for myself. Spoke with him yesterday for 45 minutes, as I said, and this is the kindest, nicest, most sincere, humble, absolute, brilliant, top 0.01% of humanity on the planet Earth. This guy is, I mean, huge corporations come to him for research. The Department of Defense, undersecretary of something or another, calls on Kit Green for scientific data. I mean, his curriculum vitae, well, I emailed you a copy of it, 43 pages of, what was it, Bill? I mean, just mind-numbing,
I just
amazing, right?
3 pages and, okay, I'll do this later.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But there's 40 more pages of just top of the line, board of directors this, board of directors that, you know, science this, that. This guy is truly interested in the, you know, UFOs for pretty much the same reason you and I are. The undeniable fact that there are very credible witnesses out there, high-ranking military officials, people that just have absolutely nothing to gain but everything to lose from making their statements, who have seen something they can't explain. So the whole myth that Kit Green, you know, while he was under the government's employ, learned something of some big conspiracy is pure crap. It's pure crap. Kit Green, while he was in government employ and in the high offices in the CIA and at the weird desk, never got a hint of any of it. Nothing. As a matter of fact, one of his most, you know, astounding thoughts in his own mind is, well, if there is this big cover-up or if there was this big UFO conspiracy, how the hell is it that myself and 10 or 11 other guys that I know that were in fairly high up government positions couldn't figure it out, never even heard a hint about it or anything else? That's an astounding statement. That blows the doors off of about half of the crap that you and I have seen in our 15, 20 years of looking at this stuff. Your own experiences with MUFON kind of back this up too, don't they?
Yeah, way back. And that was sort of what caused me to just stop thinking about UFOs for a long time. The idea of UFOs and visiting extraterrestrials are what originally got me interested in all these topics. And just a bad experience with a local MUFON chapter completely ignoring and in some cases destroying evidence that didn't support what they wanted to see.
Isn't that typical? I mean, my whole angle or thought process with Kit Green is that through all these years, and it's been 15, 20 years, how many huge, you know, disclosure is coming, other crap stories have generated that were supposedly supported by the likes of Kit Green and then the aviary. We've all heard about the aviary. Supposedly those are the guys that are at the apex of the government cover-up. Well, the aviary was a gag name put on a group of guys that were all either, you know, scientifically connected to the government, CIA, FBI, military intelligence connected. There's 10 or 11 of them. And Kit told me yesterday that the majority of these guys have never met. Worse than that, he's pretty sure he's never even spoken with more than 3 of them. So the hoaxers out there who have created this whole mythology around the aviary and around this whole government conspiracy and government back engineering and government cutting deals with, you know, the aliens and the Federation or whatever, is just pure crap. It's pure crap. And 20 years of it has gone by. Innumerable books have been written, sold.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, sold a lot of books.
It's crazy. It's absolute insanity. And here's the best part. Here's the real ball buster. There's a new wave out now, this exopolitics thing. And if you really look into that, the exopolitics thing is kind of the same old group of guys, and they've kind of ganged up again, and they've realized they can't pull off the same old crappy hoaxes. So what they're trying to do now is diminish the value of the witness reports from very credible people that can't be confirmed or denied, and say, you know what, we need to move past that. We need to get the government to roll over and admit, you know, that there is this cover-up and that they are in contact and they are reverse engineering, something that is absolutely not going on. Well, why would these guys want to do that? You want me to tell you?
Please do.
Okay. Because it'll never happen, and they can keep selling books. I mean, it's just beautiful. I'm praying and hoping, and if Kit, if you're listening to this, please call me or shoot me an email and tell me, yes, you're ready to go. Hopefully we're going to get Kit Green on a podcast for the first time in history. Get an interview with Kit Green himself. I'd love to bring in John Lear and George Knapp. I'm working on all that. Hal Puthoff, if I can get him.
Ooh.
So that's kind of where I'm going. But there's
be awesome.
Oh, beyond awesome. I mean,
excellent. So there is something in the mind of Springer.
Oh, God, once in a while.
Now, what's happening in the business office?
What is happening in the business office?
Isn't that your deal? I mean, aren't you the guy that's... oh, right, you're making coffee. Is that it?
Yeah, man, I've been busy this week, you know?
Well, I'll take a look back at... before I get into this thing, as many members have noticed, and certainly you have, we've been experiencing some on-again, off-again technology troubles.
Yes.
And we had some this morning. And part of those troubles, I believe, lie with our current provider of dedicated servers. And we're doing our best to look for an alternative. But as you can imagine, the cost of transition can be prohibitive, to say the least.
How about the cost of a nice car?
Yeah. Because if you imagine, the kind of servers we're looking for are pretty much custom built. So there's a setup fee involved there. Then, you know, the monthly fees are all due in advance. And then there's a 30-day cancellation clause with our current provider. So you add all that up. You have 2 months of overlap of hosting services from two different places. And then you have setup fees. It's crazy.
Like I said, it's a Corvette.
So we're doing our best to get this organized. And thanks to our members for sticking in there. And hopefully at some point in the near future, we're going to have a solution to improve the reliability of the discussion boards. Because I know you guys need your fix.
Well, it's so bad when it's down.
With that in mind, what I've done is I've taken a look at the August statistics for... all of our sites under the domain so that we can get a sense as to what kind of traffic has been hitting all of the above top secret sites. And ATS for the month of August had just over 800,000 confirmed unique users accessing just slightly more than 4.2 million pages. BTS is over 84,000 users, Politics, 51,000 users. And ATSNN has just edged up over BTS, below top secret, ATSNN.com is the news affiliate of Above Top Secret, with 90,000 unique visitors for August.
Way to go, ATS.
Yeah, that's the first time.
Get around on that.
Yeah, that's the first time ATS is the number two site in our universe.
Yes, right.
So, and it all totals up to just more than 5.1 million page views across all the sites.
Nice.
Now, there's a couple surprises in the most popular pages that people are hitting. The first two isn't that much of a big surprise, the board homepage and the recent posts page. And I guess the third one isn't that much of a surprise. It's the UFO forum.
Yep.
But for the first time that I can remember, the War on Terrorism forum has hit the top 10.
No
in
way.
The number five position. That forum index page is even above the ever-popular 757 Hit the Pentagon thread.
Wow. Wow.
So that tells you something.
Yeah, there's a shift.
Yeah.
There's a paradigm shift. 1995, listen to my DVD. No, the guy's out selling a paradigm shift for business.
I got a paradigm for you.
Yeah, I got a paradigm, and they're really nice. His and her set. Anyway, that's incredible. So the War on Terror actually surpassed the 757 threat.
Not only that, this is the first month it's in the top 10, which is unusual. So
exactly, but when it did it actually blew by 757.
Right.
That's phenomenal.
Next up as the most popular page, and I really don't know if this is the first time, because I've changed some of the programming and improved the usability of the login page. But the login page is number six.
Wow.
Right behind the Pentagon thread. Then next after that is the Aircraft Projects Forum index page.
No way.
Yes. And then...
Aircraft Projects?
And then after that...
Simon's going to love that.
Yeah, I know. He's going to love this next one, too.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he will. That was sort of sarcastic. The Weaponry Forum.
Ooh. Wow.
Is next. So that's a couple surprises there, which was interesting. Now, there's even more interesting information as we dig into the domains that hit ATS. You ready for this? You're sitting down.
Oh, yeah.
We've had just shy of 13,000 unique domain names, unique networks hitting ATS.
Wow.
Just take a wild stab as to how many unique visitors have come from the Air Force.
Oh, 10,000.
Oh, man.
2,000.
Yeah.
11.
2,000. 1,998.
Wow.
1,195 unique visitors from the Army.
Wow.
108 from the Navy, 88 from the Coast Guard.
There's my boys.
And check this out. 59 from the Pentagon.
Hello.
And well, 41 from
those.
41 from the DCMA.mil. 39 from the DISA.mil.
Huh.
So let's shift over to .govs, shall we?
Let's.
345 from NASA. We know we get a lot of NASA usage. 251 from the Veterans Administration.
Probably from that post I put up in Dave Rabbit's forum about I got a letter from the VA today.
Right. 121 debacle. From the U.S. Customs Bureau.
Interesting.
93 from Defense Logistics. 76 from the National Institute of Health. And these are unique users. These aren't visits. These are individual unique users.
There could be thousands of visits.
Yes.
Wow.
The Department of Justice, 50 unique visitors.
Well, they're looking for you.
Here you go. Here, now it gets interesting. 47 unique visitors from the House of Representatives.
Good God. The October surprise. Wow.
40 from
that
the...
This one's... Wait, back up.
Back up.
We need to track. Starting today, I want to track how many come from the House of Representatives, and do we have any from the Senate? Their distinction?
I think that they probably use the same... It's House. Cool,
the same, yeah.
They probably use the same domain.
Between now and November, I would really love... We need to track that. We need to report on this every week.
Right.
I bet you that number goes up.
40 from the Treasury Department.
Yeah, revenues.
Okay, here's a good one. This is good. Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory.
Whoa.
35.
Whoa, the mind control guys.
Yes.
They've got your program, man.
And a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, they've got it all there.
Wow.
You know, when I see that name, I always think of the, that scene at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark where Harrison Ford is wondering, well, who's looking at the Ark? And they go, top guys.
Yep.
I think of these guys.
I'll have to ask Kip Green about that one.
I was looking for a drum roll for this one, and I just didn't find it in time. 17 unique visitors from whitehouse.gov.
October surprise. You know, the boss is watching, boys. You guys in Congress, you pages and the like that are over here, throwing your spin down and getting your groove on ATS, be advised that... George is watching, or George's guys are watching.
His guys are watching.
They're watching.
So that's a little
their money's worth.
Yes, that's a little insight into what's happening with some of the interesting domains that are hitting ATS in August. So this one
we need to do every week, and I would love for the members to go ahead and pipe in on the pod thread that will be created from this podcast. And let us know if you like this segment. If you do, because I mean, I love it. So if everybody else likes it, let us know, and we'll keep it up every week. We'll keep reporting.
We're watching the Watchers.
Your favorite podcast of covert operatives.
So number three, how'd we do?
I don't know. Hard to tell. I really thought we sucked on number one, and we didn't suck as bad as I thought we did. And then I thought we were a whole lot better on number two, and we sucked a whole lot more than I thought we did. So it's difficult to gauge at this, from this perspective.
Yeah, I'm really anxious to hear something more from Kit Green. That would be very cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's an ongoing deal that I am going to pursue until Kit just absolutely gets sick of hearing from me. So.
And, the more we talk about this political divide, and as you were talking, I didn't mean to daydream, but as you were going through the from the mind of Springer, a couple other things came to mind about that. And maybe this needs a little more research or fruition as a genuine conspiracy, but if you think back, before we had this really intense political divide across all media now, we had a subtle shift beginning in our education system in the 40s and 50s from an education system that teaches our children how to think to one that teaches our children how to memorize what they need for the next test.
Right.
So now that we've all been taught how to memorize, now they're trying to tell us what to remember.
Of course. It's a logical progression.
It certainly is.
Therein lies the issue, I think, with most conspiracy theorists today. Is, God, so many of them that we see on the boards are just completely consumed, completely sold on, their particular party or their particular, leanings or whatever, philosophies, angle.
Hook, line, and sinker comes to mind.
Yeah. That, you can put the truth on a silver platter in front of them, and they'll look at it and say, well, that's scrambled eggs, and they'll eat it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they absolutely are so married to their philosophy. Not so much the theory, but the philosophy. So if the theory goes against the philosophy, then the theory must be wrong. It is wrong. I won't even listen to it. You can't discuss it with me. You're crazy. And what a blinder that is.
And then they'll blame the other side for coming up with that bullshit in the first place.
Exactly. it's time to get back. And that was a great analogy, you know, the shift in the education system, because it really has become a memorization society. And what a great way to maintain control. I mean,
precisely.
Think about that.
Yeah, so that might be something we look into. Maybe we need a segment for some of our podcasts that focus on conspiracies like we used to do.
Yeah.
We have to organize. That's going to take work.
Three show.
That's going to take a lot of work, though, isn't it?
Yeah. We can do it.
Yeah, I guess we could.
Yeah,
so, with that, thank you for listening. Keep talking on the discussion boards, exchanging ideas, denying ignorance, and podcasters, get back in front of the microphone and start podcasting already.
My God, if we can do it, you can do it. Keep posting, keep checking in, and we love you. We're out.
This has been an official podcast from the world's largest conspiracy theory and alternative topics discussion board at BogueTopSecret.com. Had there been an actual conspiracy emergency, you would have been instructed on where to go, who to tell, what to say, and how to function in your daily life without dreaded feelings of overwhelming paranoia. For more podcasts and the best conspiracy discussion, deny ignorance, and visit BogueTopSecret.com.